Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. In the early morning hours of February 1, 1959, Bob Eckert and three other drivers in Mercer were called out by a sheriff's deputy to bring their cars and help rescue a group of musicians who were stranded out on Highway 51 near Pine Lake. The early months of 1959 were some of the coldest on record, and the temperature during the early hours of February 1 had dipped down to 35 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. It was dangerously cold that night, but the drivers went out, picked up what the Iron County Miner later in the week blithely identified as an orchestra, and brought them into the town of Hurley. Most of the musicians were put up in a hotel for a few hours' rest, but one of them had such badly frostbitten feet that he had to be hospitalized in Ironwood. The musicians rescued that night in 1959 were not members of any orchestra. Rather, they were some of the pioneers of rock and roll. On the bus that night were Buddy Holly, Waylon Jennings, Tommy Alsup, Carl Bunch, Ritchie Valens, Dion and the Belmonts, and J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. Holly and the others with him were on one of the most poorly organized tours in the history of rock music. Called the Winter Dance Party, the tour started in Milwaukee on January 23rd and followed a grueling schedule that had the bands playing every night across three states in towns and cities that were often hundreds of miles apart. The ride that brought them to the North Woods was typical of the tour. Traveling in an old, reconditioned school bus, the musicians finished playing in Duluth around 11 o'clock p.m. on January 31st. Packing up their own instruments, they boarded the bus for the long, overnight haul to Appleton, Wisconsin. None of the musicians had dressed properly for the northern winter, let alone for a sub-zero breakdown in the middle of the night. They got no relief either. Although the Appleton concert was canceled, they played on the evening of February 1st in Green Bay. The Northwoods breakdown, combined with the overall weariness of a non-stop tour, is what convinced Holly to charter a private plane rather than endure another long night in a freezing bus after his February 2nd concert in Clear Lake, Iowa. Holly's plane crashed in the early morning hours of February 3rd. Carl Bunch, Holly's drummer, was still in the Northwoods, recovering from frostbite in an Ironwood hospital when he learned of the tragedy and of Holly's death. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.
A Northwoods Moment in History is funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died.